Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas, recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
El Ramey says it's going to be spicy tonight. And you know what? She said cheers. And thank you very much, El Ramey, for the super chat. Thank you for the donation. And
thank you.
Cheers. What are you sipping on, Terrell?
Water.
Oh. I had a
rough night last night, and so
don't worry, I'm not going to say anything.
I laughed this morning when I replayed what I did last night. I was like,
"Did you check the cameras? You need some Ring cameras in your house so you could actually look at it."
No, there was no cameras, but yeah, I was sitting at home and I couldn't sleep. So I'll tell the quick story. Sitting at home, I didn't do anything at all. You know, last night and just sitting and then eating some wings and watching stuff.
I want to make sure everybody hears the story.
So, you know, I had some drinks early in the day and I'm like, I'm not really going to drink tonight. I'm just kind of just chilling out. So finally it's like 11:30. So I took some Z-Quil.
Hey, wait a minute. So Ariadne says, dang, Terrell, what happened? Right. And Al Ramey asks, Did you fall?
Yeah.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
So I washed the Z-Quil down with a little vodka and probably was a lot of vodka. So at some point I fall asleep at like 3:30 and I get up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom. But I stood up and I was so hammered. I didn't realize that vodka and the Z-Quil, I'm so hammered. So I get in my bed, I kind of walk around and I wind up falling on the floor. Luckily I caught myself in the elbow. And I couldn't move. And I'm just like, I got to get up. But then I remember saying, wow, the floor is so cold. This feels good down here. And I'm just laying on the floor. So then I crawl my way into the bathroom. And I get up and I try to go into where the toilet was and lost my balance face first into the wall.
Oh, boy.
And slid down. It was like a movie. I slid down. I'm like...
Oh my god. Hey, Anisha says no, Terrell needing a life alert. Ariadne says that's sliding down the wall. Yo, yeah. This is why now you know why I wanted the camera. I'm like, wait a minute. I wanted to see this.
Oh god. I'm just laying on the floor. And then by the time I woke up this morning, I think Yanni called me. It's like 12:50, and I literally just woke up.
No, it was actually 1:20 when I called you, and you're like, okay. I'm just waking up. What the hell?
And so I'm telling him, I look in the bathroom, and you could see, like, you know how your skin can be oily? Whatever. You just see the print of my hand and face on the wall.
Hey, Michelle says, what the hell? You went down in slow motion.
I had to do some touch-up paint in my bathroom to get that off it.
Yo, Sean says you will pass two sheets to the wind, and Shoshana has the best one so far. Now you know how Emily feels. Hey, Benny's just in shock. Look, he's just like, wait, what? And he says, this is what rock bottom feels like.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Hey, Matthew says, dang, Becca, I mean, Terrell.
It happened. It's funny, but it happened. But I figured, okay, I need to take a break and get my life together.
Pink Butterfly says, this should be a teenager's don't drink ad. But Jay says so is going the other route. Tell my hero, totally smashed.
Thank you.
So now he's, you know, recouping with the water. Ariadne says that story time was worth it. So, you know, we thank you. You drank so we could laugh.
Yeah.
And Sean has a great point. I'm glad you can remember what happened. I mean,
I do. In
the
detail,
cameras
like
would have been better.
And that's what makes me even laugh even more. Oh, goodness. If there were camera footage of that, that would have been epic. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I will play it everywhere, every time. Oh, my God. All right. Well, look, that's almost as bad as this episode was, man. There was so much happening in this episode this week. First, it picks up with the ladies' lounge, and Tommy, first of all, gawking over the women as he walked in and realized, dang, we're down to the final four, but it's a good final four right here.
Y'all look good.
Yeah.
And it's good. I mean, it's been a long, feels like it's been a long season, mm-hmm. but we're down to just the four
mm-hmm.
Ladies, and the ladies have the power. And Tommy tells them that it's time to have your connections meet your family.
Yeah. And that's why are you saying that already? Tommy needs to go as a host. I mean, he was doing he everything we hear from what we see on camera is only part of it. And he does a lot more talking and counseling and just a lot of life advice, especially to the fellas, I'm sure. And probably to the ladies, too, because the ladies need to understand how to deal with these men, because apparently some of these men out here are savages. You know, they fall down the walls and stuff in slow motion. Patrice's a little nervous because she's like, hey, the last person she introduced to her family was her ex-husband, right? So it's like,
yeah,
it's been a minute. What is this going to be like? Well, first up, we get Mika and Justin. And we finally got a Justin pick, so at least he's up there. Now we got the couples. We can actually couple them off. And she's introducing Justin to her dad, Bill.
A.K.A. Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy. What you doing up here, young blood? Like, that's what I'm
Had he said that was his name, I would have totally believed him.
Yeah.
Tell me if you notice this. You can tell Mika is really feeling Justin, because when she meets up with her dad, she asks him, hey, are you ready to meet your son-in-law?
Mm. You know,
she's joking with her daddy like this.
She is. For someone that's kind of had that wall up, mm-hmm. you know, most of the early part of the season. Yeah, you could tell that she's really feeling Justin. Mm-hmm. I was curious how Justin was going to react to mm-hmm. Bill. And I like Bill. Bill didn't really mess around. You know, I needed him to have like a Newport hanging out of his mouth. Just sit down here, young blood.
With the ass all the way.
Yeah, with the ass all the way out. Just tell me why you like my baby. Just to see.
Tell me what you're going to do for her and my other babies.
Yeah. I don't need to hear about your great-great-grandfather who whatever else he did. I want to know about you. What you got?
Right. He started off pretty stern, but he seemed to soften up as the conversation moved forward, though.
Yeah, he did. And I thought it was, I'm curious, because Justin said he hasn't been in a relationship in 5 years. That's what makes, but he feels really comfortable with Mika. Mm-hmm. But he's also saying, you know, he told his dad, look, I feel comfortable with her, but I want us to date and see where it goes. And when he said that, that's what made me agree with you, that mm-hmm. I think Mika's probably feeling him more than he's feeling her. Because he's like, no, it's great. I just want to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Not so much super excited about the relationship.
Yeah, like Anisha says, Mika has warmth when Justin is around. Yeah, look, even the way she hugs him, right? That extra wraparound arm, so she locks him in, because she puts her arm on her own arm, her hand, and locks it in. And she, it's a great wrestling move, but it's also, and when she does it, it's passion, right? And you can see it. She really has that. You could tell she really likes it. She's feeling Justin, or as like Melissa said, you know, Justin was a last minute replacement in the nick of time, because she wasn't feeling anybody else on the show, any of the other guys.
No, the closest was Dominique, but Dominique wants 10 kids and she's not interested in doing that.
Yeah.
Now, for Mika to be so concerned with him being single for so long and wondering how will he handle a relationship and her kids, mm-hmm. it's almost like, and I was going to ask, you know, what's the red flag for somebody being single for a long period of time? So he's been single for 5 years. I'm curious why that's a red flag. Or what if he just got out of a relationship a month ago? Would that be a red flag?
Right. So somebody fresh out of a relationship, somebody who's been out of one for a while. I mean, it's like you can't win for losing, right? I mean,
right.
It's which one is it? Ladies, which one's the bigger red flag? Is it being out of a relationship for a long period of time, being single for a long time, or just getting out of one. Something to be said, Justin gave some great responses. I do agree. He did give some good responses. They were kind of vague, but, you know, he's still pretty good, enough to soften Cat Daddy Bill up. But he's still not ready for something as serious as a woman with kids. He's just attracted to her physically. And yeah, we see that later when they go on their single date. We'll get to that part later.
Yeah, we haven't even discussed that, but you're already in my head because I think I wrote the same thing that you're probably going to say.
Hey, Lucy B says, Bill came straight off the set of Uptown Saturday Night. And oh, Paris has a great thought on this too. So she said, I think Justin likes Mika, but he wants kids, so he's not taking Mika as serious as she's taking him. Even though he said he's okay with not having them, he's not being honest with himself. And I said that episodes ago. He said that, but then next when he talked to somebody else, he was like, oh yeah, well, you know, I do want kids.
Right.
Make up your mind, brother man.
He does. He does want them, but you know, Mika's good. And he doesn't know how bad her son is, because she already said her son is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, she did say that, especially to Lauren. Now, to your question, which is worse, right? Being single for a long period of time or just getting out of a relationship? C. Graham says, I think it's better to be single for years versus a rebound. That's the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they're racing outside my spot. Nikki B. says, just getting out of a relationship is worse. So, again, same thing here, right?
Yeah. So, if he's been out for 5 years, then it should be... He's prime, right? Mm. You shouldn't be worried about can he transition into being a relationship. And I get she's mostly worried about can he transition to being a relationship with someone that has kids.
Right.
There's that.
Anisha said the reason why is more important than the length of time.
Okay. So if he just had a breakup 5 years ago because it just wasn't going to work out, that's fine. Or is it... He was in a coma for 3 years. And
maybe he was just sowing his royal oats, and it was a lot of oats to sow.
Maybe he just wanted to just kind of chill out for a little bit and be single before he got into another one. It took him 5 years to do it.
Yeah, Anisha said Justin just wants that wagon she dragging. Yeah, I expected Jay say so to say that. Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's interesting because when you talk about the great responses he had, when Bill asked him what did he see in Mika, what did he say? He said, you know, a lot of these women in Fort Worth, they're in that party mode. He said, I'm not. And she isn't either. So it kind of balances out. And I thought, again, great answers. He gave great answers. But I'm still questioning him.
Yeah, and I think Bill is too. Because, you know, Bill said he liked him. But I think that there's something about Justin that Bill's kind of, need to keep an eye out on it.
Yeah, no, exactly. So this one went well, I mean, even to the point that Mika's like, hey, maybe they'll go fishing sometime, and that, which would be good. You know, fishing takes patience. You know, me and Bill couldn't hang out because he'd want to fish, and I'd be like, no, I want to go on the golf course. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I don't have the patience. I'd be 15 minutes in. All right, Bill, I'm out. This has been great.
You made it 15 minutes. The minute, all right, let's go ahead and put the bait on the hook.
It's enough time to have one beer. Just have one beer. All right, this has been great.
This has been great.
I'm out.
Time to move on. Tell me one of them Cat Daddy stories. Yeah, then we can move on.
Tell me more about the price of bread when you were a kid.
Hey, I loved him, though. I loved his energy, man. I loved his energy. Like, if you sat down and have a conversation with Bill, it was going to be fun.
He's going to be fun. He's one of those people real.
Yeah, it's going to be real.
You're
going to
learn something. You're going to get some wisdom. You're going to get some wisdom from him every time. That's why you spend that 15 minutes fishing with him, because you're going to learn something from the brother.
Yeah.
And then you be like, hey, Bill, thanks. And now I'm out. But you got your little wisdom in.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, we had Vanessa and Chaz, right? Because Vanessa's sister, Gwen, flew in to meet Chaz. And you know, this is important to her because she does not do Texas. She doesn't like Dallas. She said, I'm not even calling it Fort Worth because I know where we are. We're in Dallas and I don't like it because it's too hot. Now, why am I here?
I wonder where she flew in from. Did they say?
They didn't, but it's obviously someplace colder.
Well,
which is pretty much anywhere else in the country.
So when Chaz shows up, Gwen just starts to go right in, which is great. Mm-hmm. Kind of get to the point. Asked about his social life, and you say he doesn't go out much, and he has a dog. And she's like, oh, you have a dog. So apparently Vanessa doesn't like dogs. Like pets.
But she doesn't like pets, period.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I got kids. Those are pets enough. I don't need any more.
Right. But again, if you don't like pets, don't date someone who loves their pet. Well, at least that's going to be a problem.
Does Chaz do like you and French kiss the dog?
No, because I don't French kiss the dog or kiss dogs in the mouth. And I'm sure Chaz doesn't either. But we can love on dogs without putting our tongues in their mouth. You just a hater.
I'm just checking. I'm not a hater. I'm a hater.
You just a hater.
I'm just saying. Well, hey, when Gwen asked Chaz how many of the women he's had a connection with, and he's like, well, you know, 10 of the 11. Okay, I just want to say this real quick. Chaz went to an interview and was totally unprepared. Okay. You've interviewed a lot of people for jobs and they showed up and you're just like, all right, look, I got 15 minutes before the next one comes in. We can continue, but there's no reason to even carry this conversation on. He was not prepared. He was so ill prepared. He said 10 out of 11. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's only 10 women in here. Okay. But even if it was 9 out of 10, how bad does that sound?
It doesn't sound bad when you say 9 out of 10, that I had connections with 9, but then as we willed the process down, I'm down to these two connections. That's how the game is played. Valid. Now, when you're forgetting, you're adding more women in that weren't there. Mm-hmm. I want to know what that 11th person looked like. What's
it? Like Vanessa said at the end of the show, well, he probably had somebody extra on the outside. But here's the thing, though, because Gwen tried to save him and she's like, okay, so, I mean, like, no, real connections, like, you know, real connections. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, no, that was your out. But like, no, well, you know, I spoke to all of them.
Yeah.
When he said so maybe he has a problem balancing his overwhelming, he wasn't lying.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a tough conversation to watch and, he doesn't do a good job of really listening to what Gwen is asking because she's also trying to find out, okay, well, what is that you like about Vanessa, you know, compared to these other connections? And, oh, I feel very deeply for it. Well, what does that mean? Well, you know, there's a lot of things that I've told Vanessa personally, but he won't say it out loud. He won't say it publicly. So I don't know if he's being strategic or what, and I'm like, I know he knows what they want to hear, but he's not really professing or saying things publicly about
right
Vanessa right there at the table.
Now here's the thing that kind of got me too though. But after the whole conversation happened, Gwen voices her concern and says that she gets a manipulative vibe from Chaz, right? And that he may want all the women to be all in on him and he wants them all to feel like he's all in on them. Because she does give him his props. He's smart. He's good looking. He's this. But, and then she said, this is the vibe she gets. You agree with her assessment there?
I still feel the word manipulative is a stretch. I don't see how she got to that. You can't say someone's really smart to this, but he seems manipulative. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Chad's manipulated anybody. He's just doing the show. And maybe Kendra it's says, rare they have Daddy so many Chaz. People that are, yeah, maybe it's rare there's so many people all interested in the same guy. But he's just going through the process. He's not trying to show one person more attention than the other. So, but I don't think he's manipulative at all. I didn't agree with her assessment on that.
I think it may have been just that word that, because even, and we'll get to that later, but when you hear it again, you're like, whoa, that is a lot. Even though Layla says, I love Vanessa's sister for calling Chaz out as being manipulative. And Lady J says, I was here for Vanessa's sister. She saw straight through him and called him to the front of the class. Sis kept it 100. SOB, yeah, well, standing on business.
And she was honest. She was honest with Vanessa to say, hey, I think you like him more than he likes you is what this boils down to. And Vanessa also has to, I guess, think about that and either accept that or say she's not going to accept that when they get down to if they call it decision day or whatever it is.
Now, here's the thing, because after Gwen says all that, Vanessa says, hey, you know, I just can't understand why he's still seeking these other connections. You and I have said this from the beginning. And this is what we've said is the problem with the concept of this show. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to seek the other connections or he'll get voted out.
Right.
Because we've seen that happen. If you're into just one person, you lock into that one person, you're still supposed to go on these other dates still and go try and see what those... That's what Tommy encourages. Tommy, Will, call us. We'll get this right because this ain't it. The concept is flawed. It's right. Very flawed. It makes for great TV, okay? Okay, it makes for good TV, okay? We'll help you get it great. But... I'm just saying. Because look, here's what's happening at this point. You got people like Mrs. Producer saying he's being disingenuous at this point. Pointing to the process. No, because that's the way of the that is what they tell them to do.
Right.
Explore. I know you're into this person, but move on. Go check out more.
And she doesn't have anyone else to explore, and so she's wondering why is all the attention not on her where she feels it should be.
Which is what Paris is saying. She says, "I agree with Terrell. I don't. I think I read that wrong. She said Terrell. I'm kidding.
She said Terrell.
She says, "I agree with Terrell. I don't think Chaz is being manipulative. I think he's really embracing this experience while Vanessa is solely focused on Chaz." But to be fair, Vanessa was really more upset when you went to the lake house with 3 connections and you leave early with 4. And the newest connection is the one you tell that you're leaving. What happened?
Let a player play. I mean, let Chaz play the game.
Yeah. See, Miss Sophie agrees that this concept is really flawed when they don't let you date who they want. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I agree that the concept is flawed, but it wouldn't be an issue if Vanessa had another connection as well and right. was in the same boat. This would not be an issue. It's just the fact that
it would not.
She doesn't have anyone else. Then it feels worse.
Assumpt to B says, hey, shout out to Tammy Talk says, like Tammy Talk says, if you say hi to Chaz or ask him to pass the salt, he'll think there's a connection. It's the 11 connections. Well, first of all, it was only 10 connections, 10 out of 11.
Dang, Chaz. Somebody walk up, excuse me, sir, you know what time it is. You flirt. You like me, don't you?
Hey.
Goes to Starbucks, orders a coffee. They call Chaz. He picks it up. Oh, thank you. Takes a step, looks back. Did we have a thing just now? Are you feeling the spark when you handed me that coffee? I thought maybe.
You know, you blinked. I thought you winked. I thought you're doing a double wink. That's what it was. Baby Doll says Chaz needs his own spinoff. Chaz wants a wife. Oh my god. Well, look, next up, speaking of multiple connections, because this person has a couple, cried when the last one left and now is down to just a couple, Patrice. So Patrice and Alonzo, and we kind of saw these two, her two dates simultaneously. They were intertwined, but we'll separate them. So let's deal with her and Alonzo first. And did you notice, though, that she only introduced Alonzo to her brother Emmanuel and not her mama? Why? Well,
maybe mom was busy. Maybe
mom. Stop coming with logic.
That.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, maybe mom couldn't make that. I thought about that too, but I was like, I don't want to make an assumption, you know.
Or, and you could be right. However, bear with me here for a second. What if she's like, if I bring this silly boy around my mama, she gonna spank all of us.
Hey,
why you bring this little boy around me?
Miss Sandy doesn't look like she plays around. You
exactly.
know, so I get it. She's probably like, out of respect, I can't bring him to meet my mom. Chaz,
you
yes.
know Miss Sandy don't play. They put her yeah. name on the screen as Miss Sandy. You know, do exactly. not call me Miss yep. Sandy.
Yeah.
You too, Will Packer. It's Miss.
You put some respect on my name and title, Miss Sandy. I loved it. I was like, yeah, that is a yeah. woman that don't play. So Emmanuel, I liked Emmanuel because I think Emmanuel can just mm-hmm. smell the BS that Alonzo yeah. does. And he asks Alonzo, you know, if he sees her as dating or someone to marry. And Alonzo gives a good, funny, playful answer to that. Then asks if he plans to get a house or an apartment. And mm-hmm. Lonzo again was very playful. And he's like, you know, yeah, come on, tomorrow, let's go look for houses. And he's mm-hmm. like, you know, you're being really goofy and you're too playful. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's real though, because that's
if he was
that's
in Charleston, what, he would have hit him. With it. Boy, you too jokey, boy. It's too because he's right. And even like he's like, yo, some gonna get tired of this at some point.
Right.
Be serious.
Yeah. We all know people that are in their 30s, 40s, even 50s mm-hmm. that are just kind of always playful. And mm-hmm. there's a time and place. And sometimes you got to start to grow up. And I think if Alonzo's got to date Patrice, she's a businesswoman. She has a lot going for her and she has kids. You got to mm-hmm. come in a little bit more. You're just not an extra person to hop on the Xbox. Like you need to actually be mm-hmm. a husband, you know, right. in that household. And that's what she's wanting. Yeah. What do you think of the story he said about his dad or stepdad?
I'll be honest. I didn't think much about it. I think it was interesting when he said he accidentally called him dad. And he's like, don't you call me that. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if that plays a role into why he's the way he is, you know, because maybe he didn't have that stepfather, father figure to say, hey, this is, you got to start to grow up at some point.
Right. Yeah. Could be. The one thing I did think, when he asked him about why Patrice, I didn't think that answer was very definitive. Did you?
No, it didn't. Because it was all about how good she looked and all these things. She's the total package. And mm-hmm. and again, he goes into something of trying to be a little bit funny. And that's not what you want to do when you're meeting someone's family member, because they have a quick, short period of time to try to get to know you to get an opinion. So put your best self forward. You don't have to be fun, but put your best self forward. No. And the whole go with the flow thing, I think that's the thing that turned Emmanuel off the most, is when he said, I like to go with the flow, which going with the flow is great in your teens and 20s. But mm-hmm. you start getting to that 30 range, you didn't have a plan.
Here's the thing too, though. Did you notice that when it was all said and done, Emmanuel was like, yeah, I think he's cool. But you know, he said some of the things that I would say, but I know I need to do better in life.
Yeah.
And so basically what he was saying was Alonzo needs to do better in life.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And it's not that Alonzo's doing bad, but I think if you're going to, you know, he comes across like a great boyfriend, be fun.
Right.
But if Patrice is looking for husband material, he needs to be able to show a lot more of that.
Now, Nikki B says, Patrice is a clown. She came dressed like she was going to Dave and Buster's with Alonzo. But Chaz got mama and a nice sit-down restaurant. I mean, she looked very relaxed. She had the hoodie on. She looked good. She looked good. I was like, but that was a play date.
It was almost it was almost like her alarm went off on her phone, like, oh shit, I'm supposed to meet up with Alonzo. Put my hoodie on real quick. I'm gonna do my hair. I'm gonna pull the hoodie up and let some hair hang out, make it look like I did something. Let's throw on some lipstick and some lotion. All right. I'm on my way.
To go. Oh, hey, for real. But you know, the next one they had Patrice and Chaz, right? Yep, man, did you see that just now? Look at the difference. Alonzo, Chaz. All right, picture's just a little bigger, that's all. But he gets to meet Miss Sandy, right? And Chaz is saying, hey, he hopes they don't berate him with questions. And I'm like, but that's what they're supposed to do, right? Basically what he was saying, I hope I don't get the same beating that I got when I sat down with Vanessa and Gwen, because I thought this was going to be easy, and damn, I wasn't ready. So he was at least a little bit more prepared for this family meeting.
He was. And I'm glad that he was, because Miss Sandy came guns a-blazing. So
yes.
Do you consider yourself wealthy? Yes, I do. How did you come about that wealth? She's just trying to understand. Okay, you got money. Check. How'd you come across as illegal? Check.
Right.
Okay, then why do you like my daughter? You know, she hit him with all the right questions. I think so did Emmanuel, too. And I think Chaz handled this one a whole lot better. And I like his reasoning of where he's at with Patrice compared to Vanessa based on the retreat and how Patrice was there to help comfort him and not be judgmental, where Vanessa was judgmental first and she prayed with him, and Vanessa and he haven't prayed together yet.
Right. At least that
way. Maybe Vanessa's not religious. I don't know.
Well, that'd be right up your alley. But yes, Remember, that's your out with Alexa, see, because of that. But the fact is, like, I think it was a great answer in front of a mom.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great answer in front of the mom. Because if it was in front of the friends, he wouldn't have given that same answer, right? But in front of mom, I thought it was great. What'd you think about it when mama, a.k.a. Miss Sandy, asked, are you wealthy?
I don't know. I personally, I don't like that question.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that question because, well, A, how would you define wealth?
Did you smell my cologne? Is that why you think so?
Do you see these waves in my head? I'm Chaz. It's in the name. I'm good. How many broke Chazes do you know? I've never met one. But I don't like the question. I just didn't think it was appropriate, but I get it, you know, but it makes sense. And also Chaz and, you know, Patrice talk about being that power couple. You know, Chaz has had some of his own businesses. Patrice has, there's so much that they can gain by that type of partnership.
Lovey says Patrice told him about that house. Hence, they're like, well, excuse me, sir. Are you wealthy?
Yeah, it's like, Mama, I saw your room. When I was at his house, I already picked out your room. Emmanuel, I know where you're going to stay, and then my kids can come. She had it all mapped out after she saw that house.
Yo, here's the thing about this, right? L. Ramey said, a couple things that I noticed. One thing that kept showing up in the chat, to get to in a second, but L. Ramey says he's more comfortable talking about himself versus who is his top connection. Did you get that feel too?
No. I think he just tries to keep who his top connection is a little closer to the vest.
Yeah.
So it seems like he's talking about, I don't really get that vibe. I think that it seemed like, based on the editing, he shared more feeling with Miss Sandy and Emmanuel than he did with Gwen.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen was trying to ask the feeling stuff, and he wouldn't say anything, but he did say it when he was talking about Patrice.
When he said all 10, Gwen said, you know you done fucked up now, right? She was interrogating him, so of course he felt more comfortable, and he was going to share more with Miss Sandy. Layla says, I hate that Patrice is using Alonzo only as a placeholder in case Chaz doesn't work out. Look.
Ladies do that all the time.
I'm about to say, and you just complimented, not you, Layla, per se, but, you know, I'm going to group all the women in the chat together right real quick, because we were just talking about how good it was that Justin was a great replacement when old boy was too scared to show up. He was last. And then here comes Patrice sliding in there last.
Mm-hmm.
Freshest impression. Now, here's something I didn't notice. It keeps popping up in the chat. Miss Sophie says, Chaz's comments about Vanessa were unfair. She didn't judge him. As in, Vanessa didn't judge him, and he shouldn't have mentioned her name, because he did bring her up when he was talking about the trip to the lake house.
Yeah. Probably not. Probably shouldn't have said that and brought her name up and just focus on why you like Patrice instead of that. But there's a lot more, I think, happened with Chaz and Vanessa's conversation that was edited out. So we don't know how she judged him.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, just seeing just some of the conversation, I'm like, I can kind of see his side, but I agree. You probably shouldn't have brought her name up in front of these other folks. That wasn't necessary.
Very true. Hey, Lucy B, you're wrong. I'm going to leave that down there, though.
I saw that, too.
Okay, I'm going to put it up and keep moving, I'm going to keep moving, though. Hey, thank you, Jay Say So. Lucy B, stop it. Y'all off the chain. Damn it, man.
And Nikki B's right. Ladies, when men bring up prayer or religion, close your legs and open your ears or open your eyes, because you never know. Remember, what was the dude's name that was earlier in the season that got booted out? Will?
Will, yeah.
Will, Mr. Yeah, everything all about God and all that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not quite true.
Yeah, well. He leaves, and Patrice is talking to Emmanuel and Miss Sandy and saying that, you know, she's ready to be a wife, and she knows that Chaz is prepared for marriage.
All right, can see that house?
This house looks like it's ready for my kids.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's his room prepared. And his room.
Yeah. With Alonzo, you know, maybe not so much, but I think I think Emmanuel was probably feeling Chaz over Alonzo. And I think Miss Sandy really liked Chaz too.
Yeah, Miss Sandy was like, That's why she brought Chaz to meet Miss Sandy. See, so yeah, he looked like my daddy.
Yeah, me and Mama got the same taste.
So Mama probably had a couple things to say about some of her previous choices. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maya and LaRon. Now Maya's mom couldn't make the meeting, and the minute LaRon shows up and he sees that, he finds out that Maya's mom's not going to make it, he's like, oh, it's not going in a good place. And obviously for good reason.
Yeah, I don't believe that Maya's mom could make it. Mm-mm. I think after their incident at the club, Maya was like, hey, I need you to call and cancel. So let's say something came up, right? We've all done that. Hey, man, I'm going to be out. You call me at 7:05. Mm-hmm. What happened? Oh, it's an emergency. I got to go. Okay, I'm on my way. I feel like I think she, after that whole situation with LaRon, she just told her mom, yeah, you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
She probably told her mom about it too. But
yeah,
this one was interesting.
I don't think she told her mom, because if she told her mom would have been there. She'd have been like, no. There's no way you keep me away from this conversation. Mama's showing up for that. Because I even see here, what is it? I just missed it. He says, V, the Sepia scholar says, Maya's mama wasn't showed up for LaRon, but also Maya's mom heard about that night at the club. There's no way, Michelle, that she heard about that night at the club and didn't show up. She would have showed up for that.
Yeah, but maybe Maya's like, hey, I got it. But regardless, I just don't believe her mom called. Oh, something came up.
DRT says, hey, that was not her mom on the phone. That's a producer.
So apparently Maya and LaRon went to a club, and I think she had a male friend or someone that she knew was, you know, came up talking to her, and LaRon got jealous and started calling Maya a effing B word. Calling her out her name, all these different things. And so when I watched this, I was shocked because I'm like, well, we were on the phone with this guy or on the interview with him. Never would have thought he would do something like that, but that's what he did. And for Maya, her concern is, okay, is this who you are as a person? And ladies, that's a red flag you don't ignore. And that y'all don't even, they're not together. Yes. They're not together. They're not even together. And he's doing that. What is he going to be like if they're together down the line? So, ladies, when you deal with a dude and they do that, you got to cancel.
Now, something to be saying, what a lot of women are saying in chat, that she shouldn't have even met with LaRon, cut off communication. But then you wouldn't have seen this part, right? Which I think is everything that happened. And he even admitted it, right? And said, yeah, well, because the producer's like, so why does she think you called her that? And he's like, because I did. But not just saying it. He's laughing. He's laughing about this. So he's not serious about it. He's not sorry about it. He has no accountability about it. He's just like, and even though Miss Sophie says he did that to Koshia. Remember at that get? That's when Chaz pulled him to the side, like, "Yo, dude, calm down." Right? It's one of those things where if you know you did that and you're wrong. You didn't even show up with flowers. You didn't even show up ready with an apology. You showed up laughing about it. Come on, man. For real?
You can't do that. You know, first and foremost, I think, and I hope, since all this went down, that maybe LaRon has gotten some therapy to try to understand why he's that way. Because you're not talking to women that way just because you're from New Jersey. You know, that has nothing to do with it. Right? I've been in Jersey. And if anyone talked to my team, that's in that area, I'd have a problem with it too. That's not okay. Right. But why are you acting this way? And then when he was talking with the producer, you know, saying you ain't gonna embarrass me like that and treat me like I'm some simp. Like, where does that come from? Like, why is that a thing? You know what I mean? What? For someone, not even your girlfriend. She didn't have to treat you any kind of way. She just happened to be at the club with you.
And if Bernie Mac was telling the story, he'd have said that he said, "I ain't no punk. But if you go to jail, there's a lot of people in there because I ain't no punk." Same thing here. You can't allow that, man. And here's the thing about it. It can't be excused because of alcohol, right? Because that's a lot of what people are saying, right? Even like, and they're not giving excuses, by the way, because High Vibe is like, he drinks too much, quick-tempered and disrespectful, 3 red flags, right? But it can't even be, oh, well, he was drunk, and that's why. Because alcohol brings out, what they say? Brings out the truth, right? It brings out those... And it'll bring out the demons. And that's one of his demons. But I don't see him even acknowledging that that's there. And
right.
That's the biggest issue I have is that he has yet to acknowledge that what he did was wrong.
Right. And he's not reading between the lines as Maya's trying to explain to him. Mm-hmm. I've had history of dealing with someone like this before. I've seen some things that are abusive. These things trigger me. And he's not catching that, hey, this is when I should probably stop. Come mm-hmm. to laugh and joking and go, right. Hey, you know what? I really apologize. I was way out of line.
She in fact, tried.
I'm going to get help. I'm going to get some counsel. Whatever. I mean, he wasn't picking up how she's trying to tell you that triggers me because I've been in an abusive relationship before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, she tried her damnedest to throw him a lifeline and save face on camera. And he did not pick up on it at all. And he let it just. Ooh, Lucy B says to even think calling a woman a B makes you not a simp. Okay, yep, you know, I feel you. That's why we don't joke around with certain words. There's certain words we don't even say on here because you know, when I say it, I mean it. And so, obviously, when he said it, he meant it. The fact is, again, that was kind of I want to say that. We were surprised, but then you mentioned he did kind of bring it up in the interview with us that he does have a jealous side.
Yeah, he said he has a jealous and possessive side, mm-hmm. and he likes his women a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So maybe that feeds into that, which still, that's not healthy.
Right.
So I think the brother needs to get some help and try to figure out why you're that way, because you're dealing, if that works for you in Jersey, okay, great. But you are in Texas. And we love to shoot guns. And you piss off the wrong black woman by saying, oh, I'm an F&B? Really? Okay. Say it again. Say it one more time. You never know, man. It's just not a good look.
Jen says, during y'all's interview with him, didn't LaRon say he was chosen / guaranteed for the show? Maybe he thinks he can do / say anything. Ego?
No, I just think that's probably just how he normally talks with people. But also could be a reason... why he struggled with dating in the past, you know, so who knows? But regardless, you should never talk to a woman that way, whether it's your friend, your girl you're trying to date, your girlfriend or wife. You should never talk to somebody like that.
Yeah, and the minute a man talks like that, that should take him out of contention for any serious relationship moving forward. Any communication moving forward, right? Because Nikki B says, LaRon laughing after the fact is worse than saying it.
Right, because you don't think you did anything wrong. And you're like, this other person's upset over nothing. But really, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I've never done that. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't get it. Let's see. I saw Sean say something earlier here. I wanted to see. I think I may have just missed it. So here goes Sean. So if you follow his IG, you see what time he is on. What time is that? Just got to ask. Gotta ask. But look, it's one of those things where he never even said at any point, like, okay, I'm gonna go seek help for my anger, because he doesn't think he has an anger issue. It's the way we talk, it's where I'm from. And yeah, I'm not gonna categorize everybody from New York, but a lot of them always have that. Well, I'm from New York.
And
it's so Jersey, though, so I mean it's different. So.
I'm from Jersey. We can disrespect women here. This is allowed. Why don't y'all do that in Texas? Yeah, no.
Well, we get to see this couple back again, Mika and Justin, right? They're going on a date. And I got to admit, man, these two, they make a good-looking couple.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. I could see it. I didn't really start to notice it till the retreat. Mm-hmm. But I can see it. Mm-hmm. And I do think after just watching her physical interaction with him, you could tell that Mika really likes him. And that's the thing everybody was saying about Mika early in the season was she has these walls up and you can't really tell. I think she's really lowered her walls and is letting Justin in. But I still think at the end of the day, Justin, he comes off like he just wants to smash.
Yeah. That green dress, what it does, I'm like, all right, this is, you are not serious about her. The minute he said that again, I mean, we've seen this before. This is nothing new, right? He is, but she is all in. I mean, she wants to know the plan moving forward, and it seems like he has none past just getting some, right? I mean, then, because even when she's like, okay, well, we got to, you know, we shouldn't go a certain this amount of time without talking, and she, like, are you clingy? I'm like, it's not clingy, because the fact that he thinks that maybe in 6 to 8 months, he won't let a whole day go by without talking to her. I'm like, so it's going to take you 6 to 8 months to talk to somebody once a day, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it takes time. But I think Mika needs to really, you know, look up clingy again, because she said, if I want to talk to you or spend time with you, that's not clingy. If I say I want to live in your skin, then that's clingy. No.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's not clingy.
That's psycho.
That is crazy. You know, but I agree with you that Justin is probably thinking, like, I don't need to talk to you every day. He likes to have his space. And I think Mika's somebody that if they leave this process together, she's not waiting 6 to 8 months to expect him to make some type of communication every 4 to 6 hours. She's going to want it now.
Well, here's the thing, because he goes, I need alone time and space, right? I need to have a healthy amount of it. And when he says that, what I'm hearing is a man who knows this woman is into him way more than he's into her. So he has no fear of losing her. So he's not worried about her talking to anybody else. He's like, oh, she's into me. She's going to ignore everybody else. He's literally watched that happen with 9 other guys. So he's like, I'm good. And because regardless, he chased her first, he caught her, and he's like, all right. And it's the fact of life. Every man has had somebody they chased. They got them, and they're like, eh, wasn't what I expected. All right? And moved on. And just not like, I'm not meaning that. I'm just saying. but the fact is, it's like, because if you're into her, if he was into her, like she's into him, he would be calling her a couple times a day, texting her a couple times a day, hitting the bond a couple times a day if you want to. It's like, yeah. And like Nikki B says, clingy shouldn't exist in the first few months. That's the boot up stage. Yeah.
But I just think that's her MO. Is once we're together, we together. And you gotta talk to me. You gotta respond to my text. Don't leave me on read.
Yeah. But Lucy B has a great point. He's an introvert giving his disclaimer. Her time away with kids is his alone time. No more than that. Well, kid, because the other one's 18, so.
Yeah.
She can fend for herself. Yo, Kendra says he's starting to play games now. I need a month of alone time. Like, yeah, seriously, it's bad. It's bad. Then next up, another date we see Vanessa and Chaz, and cute flirting about the whole. Well, if I saw you at work, I'd try to hit on you. What would you do? I'd pass you a note, and I'd pass one back. And what would it say? Do you like me? Check yes. Check no. Check maybe.
Yeah.
What kind of notes are we passing?
Or the other box, Chaz, we should probably check. We've already talked about this. Don't make me say it again. We've already talked about this. Not going to check any of these boxes.
Yo, the thing is, when Vanessa then tells him what her sister Gwen says about calling him manipulative, then he seems pretty offended by that. Even though Nikki B's like, why on earth would Vanessa tell him what her sister really said?
Yeah, I can tell that bothered him. I think that pissed him off a little bit. But he's still missing the point, though, is that the sister said that Vanessa, you know, probably feels more deeply for Chaz than he feels for her. And he's like, well, that's BS. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, Chaz, here's your opportunity to mm-hmm. not like show yeah. all your cards, but you've not made it seem like that your connection with her is deeper. And did you hear what Mac Daddy Chaz said? When I walk into your temple, I worship you.
I told you they did it. Yeah. When I walk into your temple. Hey, the only thing he didn't do was text Grand Rising Queen. And shout out to Lula Rose. Thank you for the super sticker. Thank you for the donation and the super chat. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lula.
High Vibe says, what was with holding hands under the table?
Yeah. I was like, why are you hiding? I wouldn't want to hold hands under the table because a lot of restaurant tables have gum and all kind of nasty stuff under them. I don't want that to get on me. Yeah. But why not just put it on top? It just seems weird mm-hmm. that he did it under, as if you don't want anybody to see. That's what you do when you're married, mm-hmm. but you don't want, you know, in case any of your wife's friends walk in, they can't see you're holding hands.
well, let's be honest. At least when he was walking out, you know, he held her. Hey, you can hold my hand. And he held her hand above the table.
Yeah.
As they walked out the restaurant. Because basically he put on his Mac Daddy vibe from Boomerang. And she melted. She fell for every last bit of it. Because then he tells us, and well, now her, that she's watched it, that she's not his absolute top choice.
Right. Right. But I think the problem I have with him on this date is he's saying all the things that Vanessa wants to hear, mm-hmm. but Vanessa wants to see actions mm-hmm. and he's not able to show that. And so if you're not feeling her like that, don't, you know, pump her head up, making mm-hmm. it seem like she's your number one when you know she's not.
Hey, Lovey says the reason he did it on the table is he didn't want Woman 11 to see it. Bodine says under the table in case Patrice walked in. Oh, y'all off the chain. Next date though, a little fun date, as you know, their dates usually are Patrice and Alonzo. They go country line dancing.
Mm-hmm. Which more power to them, because I've tried, I'm not good at country line dancing. But it looked like they were going to have some fun with it. He still looked like Andre 3000. If Andre 3000 was in Texas, it's what Alonzo looked like. His cowboy.
Maybe Andre 1000.
Andre 500. So when they get down to sitting there talking, Alonzo brings up the fact that Patrice, you know, went to go take care of Chaz, and that kind mm-hmm. of bothered him. And right. I liked how Patrice handled that. She goes, yeah. I saw a man that was hurt mm-hmm. and you didn't need me at that moment. And so I went and did this, but that made Alonzo, I guess, feel some type of way. the fact that she talked to Chaz and prayed with Chaz.
Yeah. I liked her response. And before I move on from that, just want to let you know, another round said, don't disrespect Andre, please. Thank you.
My bad.
But so here's the thing. I like the fact that Alonzo said this before, and I was like, man, you're being a little salty here. But then I like the fact that here's the thing, and it's probably the best thing I like that he did. You have an issue and you brought it directly to her. And like, hey, let me tell you how I was feeling in that moment. And he did that. Because a lot of people don't do that, and that's a problem, right? So I like that he did that. And then she tried to ask him, Patrice tried to ask him about, you know, being serious, being marriage material, being ready for marriage. And he gave this answer about, you know, when arguments happen and he'd rarely listen, instead of just saying, you know, forget you and walk off. And that's when Patrice's red flag flew high, loud, and proud. Because she says, I like to throw a little tantrum. I want the attention of you coming and asking, what's the problem? What's the problem is you picking a damn fight just to pick a damn fight.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Patrice. Yeah. I couldn't be down. I couldn't deal with that at all. Now, with Alonzo, though, at the retreat, remember he was, you know, went up to Patrice's room with the bottle of liquor mm-hmm. and all that, and they closed the door. He should have had that conversation in. But mm-hmm. why wait a few days to talk about your salty over that? But right. Yeah, if Patrice likes to make people throw a tantrum, gets one mad just to see how mm-hmm. they respond, that is toxic.
Exactly. Yep. Like a something to be said. Agreed, Yanni. She wants to provoke, toxic and unhealthy. El Ramey says that's toxic. Michelle, I caught that too. Yeah. And High Vibe says that picking a fight to see if he cares is toxic. But this is not the first time I've heard this. And I've heard women say that, oh, yeah, I like to just pick a fight to spice things up. You spice your way up over that way. Okay, you do that because ain't got time for that.
No.
You've ruined something over some dumb. And then you'd be like, I was only playing. Oh, stop it. Well, another Ron has another theory too, though. Patrice likes makeup sex. I've heard women say that. They like to fight. Just pick a fight so they can have some makeup sex. Look, if you want it rough, just say it. You want some passion, say it.
Right. You don't have to get a fight and get me angry first. Exactly. You don't have to get me angry. If you want the beast, just ask.
Just walk in the door and say,
yeah, oh, you want to go beast mode. That's fine. We can go beast mode, but don't try to get me all hyped up and angry.
Exactly. Don't do that. Jeez. What's the problem? Apparently, you are. All right, let me stop.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back to this ladies' lounge. Because all the ladies get back together. We start with the ladies' lounge. We enter the ladies' lounge. And you notice Vanessa's reactions when Patrice starts talking about Chaz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's talking about it, and Patrice is saying that, you know, Alonzo gives her butterflies. But then she said Chaz doesn't.
Right.
But you could almost see, I almost felt Vanessa exhale on my TV at that point. Whew. And then she goes, however, you can't live on butterflies alone. Damn it! She's still in the race.
Yeah, but that was so true. You know, that if Alonzo gives her these butterflies, but Chaz doesn't, and you talk about you want a husband and you want this, a lot of what she's describing to me is Chaz more so than Alonzo. But I know Vanessa's sitting there kind of sweating as if to say, girl, that's my man and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an interesting battle with these two to see who gets Chaz.
Did you like at the end when Maya's like, oh, y'all gonna have to duke it out? Yeah. Neither one of them laughed at that joke. They were like,
yeah,
girl, hey, you go deal with LaRon. Leave us alone.
and I really like how Tommy kept probing for more information from Maya when she was talking about LaRon. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, tell me, like, what did he say? And really trying to dig into specifics. And I'm hoping that she shared some stuff and maybe Tommy will talk to him and say, mm-hmm. hey, man, you know, you can't be doing that.
Lady J says, I was upset with Maya for not clearly telling Tommy what LaRon said to her. She danced around it. She really did. And here's the thing about that, too, right? I like when Tommy was like, hey, you should have called me. I would have. Mm-hmm. Because now, and if the producers knew this, this is their fault, okay? Because they could have had Tommy there, and Tommy could have addressed it immediately. He could have Dr. P'd that entire situation right there, because he would have called LaRon out for laughing in that moment.
Right.
He would have done what we said here is what Tommy would have done with him in front of Maya and really got that thing, I think, more, I want to say ironed out, but at least a little straightened out, right?
Yeah. And I think it would have been a good dialogue because LaRon's not the only dude that talks to women crazy like this. A lot of guys need to be able to hear maybe what Tommy could have said to help coach LaRon out of doing that. But LaRon's 100% wrong. I wish Tommy would have sat there and confronted him about it.
Mm. So Nikki B says LaRon vented to Mika about Maya outside the club. Mika then told Maya what he called her, right? So because one of the things that did happen was Mika going, well, I can vouch for what happened, right? So.
Yeah, well, but regardless, LaRon admitted that he did it. So that's all I need. You know, he said that he did it. Okay, well, now what are you going to do about it? But you can't just laugh that off. That's definitely not cool. This is why I'm so glad I don't have sisters. Man, I just couldn't see how. I just don't understand how guys think that's okay to talk to women like that.
So Another Ron says, Maya provided clarity last night on Lil Black Book 91 channel. He's going to be at the reunion as well, so can't wait to meet him. I love his content. Says, Maya was notified of Laurent's actions, hence I believe why she didn't directly state it. Because, okay, so she heard it third party. I get it, if that's the case. But according to what I heard, it's easy to kind of say it still.
Right. Yeah,
so. Last thing, when the whole thing about Chaz came up, did you notice when Tommy brought that out, pointed out, hey, you know, there were only 10 women. And Vanessa's like, he probably had another one.
Yeah.
Like, they will not let, that's something that's going to come up in the reunion. You know it.
Oh, I'm sure it will. But apparently all the ladies like Chaz. So he's always been everybody's kind of top person for most of the season. So. Not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, indeed. Before we get out of here, man, let's see. Kendra says, Patrice has some nerve to say Alonzo plays too much. Yes, absolutely right, especially when she likes to pick a fight just to see if you're going to give her the right level of attention and get back.
Yeah.
Remember, we asked Sean about Laurent's IG. I mean, we both follow him, but... a lot of stuff doesn't pop up in my feed, and I'm usually a little busy and don't jump on IG too much. It says, drinks and lots of women and uncensored rap is the time he's on. Hey, Terrell has uncensored rap too, so we're not going to use... You sound like an old white man just now, Sean. I just want to point that out. Old white woman. Uncensored rap. that dirty rap music. Get off my lawn!
Foul mouth hippity hop.
Come on, Sean. Oh, man. Hey, look. So we have March Madness. Jay Seso's, hey, on my way back to March Madness. Hey, good luck. Hope your bracket's all right. And the other thing is that Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, starts tonight. So as long as I can get my replay in, we'll be doing it tomorrow. If not, it'll be Tuesday. But look for it. This is another good season. I'm assuming a lot of the favorites are back, and then some of the others. And thank you another round who just subscribed. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate all of you, and look forward to Summer House. It's on 3 minutes in, so we got time to jump in and catch it.
Yep, indeed. All right. If you're still here, do us a favor, hit that like button. Do like another round if you're not subscribed, and hit the subscribe button. And if you're already subscribed, make sure you hit that bell for notifications so you can find out when we go live or when we have stuff scheduled and when we get new content up, because we're getting ready to start dropping those random thoughts again back to our regular episodes, and we're going to do them live too. So let's go have some fun with that, man.
Yeah.
I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
With water? Really?
Water.